Yeah, trust me, you will be talking about this act in the interval. Please put your hands together. Welcome to the stage, fantastic Chris Turner.
Good evening. It's all right, I wasn't expecting a 1940s evacuee either. It's nice to be here. Yeah, I'm Chris, I'm 23 years old. 2 years ago, I graduated from university where I studied archaeology and anthropology, which is why I do this now. Because you cannot get a job as an archaeologist. That's not even the punchline, but thank you anyway. Premature ejaculation from a lady. That's all what we want. Now, you can't get a job as an archaeologist unless you can grow a beard. I don't even have a chin. Interesting to hear the claps coming from there and there, the 45 degree angles. People in the middle, I know you feel a bit left out on this one, don't worry. Whoa! Thank you for laughing at my face. You guys are nice. Full room. It was full room last night as well. There was a lady on the front row called Joyce. Joyce is from Papua New Guinea. She had her son's foreskin on a chain around her neck. As you do. Apparently it's traditional. It's like a custom, but he looked really uncomfortable. It's nice to have a full room tonight as well. We kind of worried that because of the weather, because it was nice, hot and sunny, people might not want to come and sit in a dark room in the evening. But the thing is, when there is a proper heat wave, audiences at comedy clubs only consist of two groups, albinos and goths. And that is distracting because I just want to split them in half and play chess. So thank you for you guys for coming out tonight. It's also important to support, I think, your local arts. Go and see live comedy, go and see live music, go and see live theatre. I live in Richmond in West London. We're very lucky to have two marvellous theatres there. The Richmond Theatre last month put on an evening of triple X Roman plays. I thought, that sounds pretty darn sexy. I bought a ticket and went along. It was just 30 plays. Tremendously disappointing. Fans of the Roman numeral jokes here in Brighton tonight. You guys are in for a real treat. I've got literally M's. It is. Yeah, you're laughing now. I'm not fucking kidding. Do you remember when X Factor was just Roman sun cream? I like that joke. I think that's a kind of silly but smart joke. My brother's like that. My brother Michael, 26 years old. He's incredibly intelligent. He has Asperger's. So if you give him a Rubik's Cube, then he doesn't say thanks. I mean, well done, because even I don't understand that joke. He texted me and just goes, say that on stage. I will reply, tell him you liked it. I text him quite a lot because I like to get his opinion, his view on things, because it's always invariably an amusing one. I texted him, Michael, if you could have any superpower in the world, what would you choose? His reply, Cold War Russia. He's crazy. It was nice having him as an older brother, though, because like when I started doing comedy, I couldn't drive to gigs. I wasn't old enough, and he used to drive me to shows. We were doing some shows in Scotland. He drove me back. We had to take a diversion on the way back. We drove through a dark, wooded, foresty area, and we hit and killed a stag, which was extremely messy, traumatic, and spoiled the wedding. But he... Michael. Love my girlfriend as well. We met at university 5 years ago. Maybe it was fate that brought us together because she was the most beautiful girl at the university who would fuck me. And her family are marvellous. I get on with them quite a lot unless they ever see a recording of that joke. The first time we met, though, the first time we went to stay at her parents' house, her dad wouldn't let us sleep together, which was a shame because he's fucking fit. That one as well. He's a top bloke. He helped us out with a deposit on the first flat we got together, which is nice. My girlfriend and I got a flat, so my girlfriend and I got a cat, which is cute. She keeps bringing dead birds into the kitchen, trying to impress me. You know, I think she feels threatened by that cat. And we called our cat Socks as well. I think it's a cute name, Socks, because we had a pair but lost one in the washing machine. Fucking, like any of this shit I've been saying has been true so far. That's the only one. Nah, she doesn't like that joke, you know. Like a little kitten's like having a little baby, isn't it? Except you can drop it and shit. And I'm looking forward to being a dad because I'm looking forward to, in about 6-7 years' time, to lying to my child about its provenance. We lie to babies about where they come from. In Britain, we say babies are delivered by a stork. In America, it's by a crane because they're too fat. Before any Americans get all righteous and try and hit me, aim for the chin. I'm quite American myself. I'm a huge fan of American music, as you can probably assume from my general appearance, demeanor, and dress. I'm a huge fan of gangster rap. Not kidding. My favourite rapper is Dr. Dre, or as I used to call him, Dr. E. Until that gets beaten out of you by your homies. Apparently, I'd also learned that if you call it street credibility, you do not have it. My girlfriend doesn't like gangster rap. She says the violent, misogynistic lyrics and imagery make me a worse person. And I don't know what that bitch-ass slut's talking about, because rap can be a marvellous thing if deployed correctly. It doesn't have to be guns, bitches, and bling. It can be many other things. With that in mind, if you can all think of a word, if that word is cheese, sheep, cat, toast, fish, or a sport or a food, please do think of another word. Darren fucking Brown. All right, if we can get a word from you guys over here, please.
What's
goat. Goat. Okay, cool. It's kind of like a sheep with horns, but we'll take that anyway. Word from you guys over here.
Buckcake.
What was that?
Buckcake.
It's pronounced bukkake, but we will... nothing. Bet you feel like you've got egg on your face, which is exactly what those girls feel like as well. So we've got goat, we've got bukkake. Word from people at the back, shout loud.
Rats.
Rats, bukkake, goat. Word from down here. That's quite common. Something else. Not. What was that? Vodka. Any specific brand of vodka, and not Smirnoff.
Zubrovka.
Zubrovka. We've got goat. We've got the fucking you. Rat. Of course, you're really keen. You like in an 80s hair metal band. They had two T's on the end, didn't they? Was not alive for them. And bukkake. And one word from you guys down the front.
Battery.
Any particular type or brand? VRLA. Well, I was not. I mean, obviously, I know what a VRLA battery is, but for the benefit of others. Valve-regulated lead acid. Fucking, you fucking idiots. How do you not know what that was? Valve-regulated lead acid battery, bukkake, rat, goat, and what was that one? Vodka, Zubrovka. Well, unfortunately, I have run out of time, but... No, that would be teasing. This is going to be a freestyle about goat, about bukkake, about rat, about valve-regulated lead-acid battery and about Zabrovka. And don't worry, it's not going to be anywhere near as atrociously embarrassing as a 23-year-old privately educated middle-class white boy should be. If you can play that beat, we'll get this shizzle going for Rizzle. Thank you. Nice. Oh, cool. Yeah, we're gonna kick it off, kill this shit like Raoul Moat. My favorite farmyard animal is a goat. I wake up, I see it early in the morn, out there in the field with its curly horns. I go down, yeah, that's what I did. I walk up to it and I touch the kid. Now, I must stress, I must discern. Kid is what you call a little one of the goats. I take it into my house. Oh shit, a rat, it's kind of like a mouse. I put it on the surface, yeah, on my kitchen. Slice it open. Then I start itching. Why? All the rats, they bring in the fleas. They crawl up my shoes and socks and onto my knees, into my pants. Yeah, I itch like my dad itches his ass crack when he got anal crab. But back to the goat, yeah, if you please, I use its milk to make goat's cheese. And I'm like, shit, I pour scorn. I've actually killed a male one. Yeah, a billy, there's no milk inside this animal. I go put it in the bin with a flannel. Why? I hold it to be hygienic. I don't know why I bother when I got the rats in it. Yeah, a little rat over there in my house. I pick it up and say, bitch, are you a mighty mouse? But hey, I look at him on the back of his nape. He ain't got no M etched on the back of his cape. I take him over here, continue my rap, and drop him in my rat vodka trap. Yeah, I put him in there, I let him sink down. It's a Zabrovka with bison grass, so he drowns. Yeah, let me tell you a nice little tale. If you make a nice frisky bison cocktail, you get the apple juice from the fridge, you put it in, stir it around, give it a squidge. It tastes kinda like apple pie with cinnamon. You get it in Wetherspoons for like £2.40, man. Yeah, you go and buy it with some nice ice, get it in your life. Yeah, back to the lice. Okay, over here, you tried to rush me because you tried to interrupt and shouted the word pussy, and I was like, no, don't want that today. Would rather discuss VRLA. They are the valve regulated lead acid batteries. That is a word that I can rhyme with ease. Now, may I be going one step too far to say you find that in the bonnet of a car? Yes, it is. Whoa, what a fucking guess. That was made up. Yeah, that was incestuous. Why was that? Yo, that word just rhymed, which is how this shit works, like, all of the time. Okay, back over here. Make no mistake, which is what you did when you pronounced it boo cake. It's got two K's, motherfucker, in the middle, and one at the end. It ain't any kind of riddle. I have to say, when I hear you pronounce it like that, man, you're clearly not from the country where it originated, Japan. It was over there in the 80s when a man said, hey guys, fetch your mateys, we'll all get in the middle, form a semicircle. What for the hokey cokey? No, that would be hurtful, because you'd put your left leg in and kick that girl. We grab our penises and then we hurl the hot steaming semen all over her face. We gotta end that rap there, because that is a fucking disgrace, shit. Side. You have been very lovely. I've been Chris Turner. I will see you guys very soon. Thank you.
Brilliant. I did say something special. Every time he does that, it's completely different stuff, and it's genuinely impressive. Right, well, we've got an interval now before back with our final act, but can we hear it one more time, please, for Rory O'Hanlon and Chris Turner? Thank you.